Thank you, Mr. President. Albania would like to thank the member states for their genuine engagement during Albania's UPR examination. We would particularly like to thank the many delegations that offered recommendations and asked advanced questions. We appreciate the acknowledgement of the progress Albania has made regarding human rights since our second UPR cycle. As stated by the head of the Albanian delegation in the opening statement on Monday, the protection and promotion of human rights remains a priority for the government of Albania. We consider engagement with international human rights mechanisms, such as the UPR, an intrinsic part of Albania's commitment to fulfill its international human rights obligations. Indeed, this UPR was an important opportunity to reflect on the measures taken in Albania to enhance the protection and promotion of human rights, as well as to consider areas where our action needs to be strengthened. While there is genuine political will on the part of the government to protect and promote human rights, we are also aware that more needs to be done. We appreciate the constructive spirit in which the vast majority of the recommendations were offered. We recognize that their implementation calls for enhanced coordination and cooperation between different institutions at the various levels of government, as well as with relevant stakeholders. Albania will not respond today to the recommendations we received on Monday. We will look at them very carefully and provide answers when the report is considered by the 42nd session of the Human Rights Council later this year. In conclusion, we would like to express our appreciation to Albania's Troika, the missions of the Czech Republic, the Philippines, and Senegal, as well as to the Secretariat for the compiling of this report, which was adopted today. We also wish to once again thank the states that engaged in Albania's UPR and the civil society organizations that contributed in the review. Thank you, Mr. President.